Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Everybody have a good birthing person's day yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
I guess she qualifies as a birthing person.
Yes, you're a birthing person.
Yeah, all right.
It was very nice.
Can't get a card that says that, though, yet. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, that's going the way of Latinx. Nobody uses that. Stop with that. You sound like the right-wing talking point.
It's in the federal budget this year.
Yeah, so who cares? Ignore them. Who reads the federal budget? Not even the people.
It's in the federal budget.
Pass it, read it.
Mothers are birthing persons.
Nonsense. You know, I'm more on the side of just ignore those people. That they deserve to be ignored and
I
go away.
I like to ridicule and mock.
Well, we didn't pick up on that, did we?
No, I just want to let you know that my chosen method is to ridicule them, make them feel embarrassed.
It's going to be a big week on the John and Ken Show. Do you know why?
Why?
I think we're going to have the next mayor of Los Angeles and next governor of California on the show.
That's right. Rick Caruso is coming in Thursday at 3 o'clock. Well, he'll be on the phone. But Michael Schellenberger is coming in person on Wednesday. What time on Wednesday? I forgot.
I think it's 3.
3 o'clock. All right.
Yeah, he's coming in person.
Schellenberger at Independent. He's running against Newsom, and he's got way more going for him than the Republican.
Yes.
And if you want to get an idea of how he thinks, read San Francisco. It's a great book.
Yeah, and he's got a history of being, you know, he's sort of like, he comes from progressive politics, but he's now pragmatic about it. And he kind of has really turned back on those people, especially on issues like the environment and the homeless.
Well, he found out a lot of it doesn't work. And I really admire anybody who leaves the reservation and says, you guys are up a tree. Your ideas don't work. We gave it a run. No good. And that's where we need to go now. They had their time and it didn't work. And now we're going to do something rational.
Within 20 seconds, use two old time ones.
What?
Leave the reservation and up a tree.
Up a tree, yes.
You're like that insurance company. Don't turn into your parents.
What?
You haven't seen those commercials?
No, I don't watch commercials.
There's a guy that takes a group of people out on outings and he continually chastises them for not turning into their parents because they're acting like old and worried about everything and naggy, you know, like your parents are. The ballots are going out this week. In fact, I got my ballot tracks notice that mine's in the mail. So, again, California's permanent vote by mail. So if that's how you want to vote, you can do it forever now. You don't have to be a registered absentee voter. Otherwise, like John and his parents, you can go and vote in person.
You have to vote properly.
Yes, John believes that's voting properly. Yeah. My vote is lost in the digital abyss. The digital abyss.
Well, do not.
John's sure because he stands there in front of a machine and marks certain candidates. And,
yeah, I think mail-in balloting is rife with fraud.
Yeah.
I think that's a whole setup to...
Prove it, Trump.
Well, I just know human nature. I would do it. If I was in charge of mail-in balloting, I had a political party, I would do everything I can to manipulate it.
Yeah.
That's what the bad guys do. That's why they're bad guys.
Yeah. So people are looking to us for a voter guide. I mean, the ballots aren't in people's hands yet. So, you know, don't get too anxious. You know,
the mail-in ballot went out. I actually got a text on Friday saying my mail-in ballot was sent to me. Maybe it's showing up today.
I just said that 2 minutes ago.
Well, I'm reiterating it.
It's called ballot tracks, and I got an email saying that my ballot's in the mail. Okay.
Mm. I know you I'm just saying that I got one, too.
I got a text this afternoon.
Somebody's a little prickly today.
Because somebody's not paying attention today.
You're seizing on every little thing.
Well, you're just... You're acting my like news you're in the home.
My news is separate than your news. You got your notification?
Leave the reservation and repeating something I said a minute ago is somebody that's in the home or half a foot in the home.
Well, at least I don't know how foot in the grave.
I don't know how much we can help you is what I'm trying to say, because what we do best when it comes to the voter guide is the ballot propositions. There are none. Okay, I mean, we will certainly give you guidance on the statewide offices. But there's a bunch of judges on my ballot. You're not going to get anything there. So don't ask for it. We cannot tell you how to vote on all these judges of the Superior Court, which is about half my ballot. So, you know, you're on your own.
As far as everybody else, don't vote for the incumbent. Simple.
Just don't vote for the incumbent, that's a good rule of thumb, right?
Three quarters, 80% of the time, it'll be the right vote. That's a pretty good hit rate.
That's true. Don't vote for the incumbent.
The judges.
If you're in L.A., L.A. County, maybe somewhere in the Inland Empire and a few places that listen, you might have a good incumbent, but not likely if you're anywhere in our close listening area.
Just vote against all of them.
What a day for your people, huh? Yeah, the Russian ambassador. This is Victory Day in Europe with World War II, all right? Freedom from the Nazis. So the Russian ambassador to Poland, his name is Sergei Andreev. He went to a Russian memorial burial site in Warsaw, and somebody, I don't know, it was more than one person, really got him with red paint that looks like blood all over him.
They brought balloons filled with red paint, and they popped the balloons. So these Russian officials were standing there very solemnly, dressed in their stiff suits. And a lot of people were shouting at them, chanting against them.
Oh, yeah.
It was an angry crowd. And they were trying to be stoic. They were trying to...
Fascist, apparently. What's fascist in Polish, do you know?
Fascist. Okay. So then a couple of people, they popped balloons, and they got splattered, and it looked like blood. It looked like somebody had shot them.
Deep red paint. He looks like he just got shot or banged in the head.
And he still stood there stoically for a little bit.
And there's some idiot aide, because this video keeps running over and over again in the Washington Post, who tries to douse him with a handkerchief. That's it. Just pats a handkerchief over his head. Looks like a woman's hand.
That's what a flunky's supposed to do.
And he wasn't the only one doused. Looks like his security behind him and some aide, or maybe they're both security. Oh, yeah. There's a woman that really got it on the front.
Did they
didn't hit them with the balloons?
From what I read, they popped the balloons, and some of the people with the red paint on them were the protesters.
Oh, well, that would have to be the case if that's how you're going to do it.
Yeah,
right.
So it looked like they were all bloodied up, and it's just, at first, the lack of reaction cracked me up. It's like a typical Russian. They're just Russian official. They're standing there just staring.
But now.
Where's Putin? Where's our nuclear warhead?
It's the noise like your dad used to.
Oh man!
Well, they're filing a formal protest. The Russians are
against,
Russian, And those who are responsible for the attack, they're calling admirers of neo-Nazism. So be careful, John. That's what they said about Ukraine before they invaded. It's run by neo-Nazis.
We got to add the paint dumping to our dumpster routine. Yeah. Because that's the best thing I've seen since they threw that guy in the dumpster in Ukraine is popping a paint balloon.
You want to hit whoever we're putting in the dumpster with a paint balloon.
Eric, next dumpster round, paint balloons, too. Want to hear the big splat on them.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Before I close the dumpster,
Paint balloons on them. We hear the splatter of paint.
Got it.
They're completely humiliated.
In fact, go out to the parking lot with paint balloons and record it when you douse Ray, and then we'll have an actual paint balloon noise.
You could probably get a roadkill sound effect, which sounds similar.
Yeah. The Russian embassy had to curtail its plans. They were going to do a march to mark this year's Victory Day. Instead, they organized a wreath-laying cemetery at the cemetery. This is in Poland, by the way. So they knew this was not friendly territory, considering how much Poland's done to help Ukrainians flee that country.
Yeah, they should chase all those Russian diplomats out. What
but
are they
there
doing
were some
country?
Pro-Russian protesters in Poland that were clashing with pro-Ukrainians. So, even there, there's admirers of Putin.
Admirers of death, admirers of women and children getting murdered.
I thought about this today. I mean, I don't really know what's going on the ground and the war in Ukraine, but if it must be going well for Ukraine. If Jill Biden and Bono and all these people are visiting, right? How bad could it be?
Yeah.
If now suddenly all these international figures are going there and feeling safe enough to walk around with Zelensky or other Ukrainian officials, how bad could it be if Bono does a concert?
No, I read one analyst wrote a piece saying unquestionably the Russians are floundering now.
Right. So what we're waiting for is to see if they step it up or they withdraw.
Right.
If they step it up, that means time or chemical
That's
weapons.
That's the thing.
Or,
they're not going to get anywhere near what they wanted. So this either goes on forever or they pull out quietly or they drop nukes on everyone. Those are your door number 1, 2, and 3.
All right. We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Oh, look at that. Listener just found us in the Wall Street Journal. We just appeared this afternoon. How's that sound? One of the opinion board members, Alicia Finley, has written about Michael Schellenberger, who we just mentioned will be on the show in studio Wednesday at 3. The Democrat turned independent candidate for California governor thinks a little common sense can go a long way in the Golden State. Schellenberger is 50 years old. His political evolution, she writes, resembles the cartoon recently tweeted by Elon Musk. A stationary guy in the center field of the political spectrum finds himself being pulled to the center right as his fellow liberals sprint the other way. A self-described eco-modernist. What do you think of that term for somebody's politics?
I don't know what it means, but it sounds cool.
Yeah, well, it says in California, conservative talk radio can have a greater reach than TV advertisements. Mr. Schellenberger has been a frequent guest on popular radio programs such as John and Ken, where he's opined about the state's homelessness, rising crime, and the crazy climate politics.
Well, I hope everybody listening takes a really serious look at him, because he's the real deal. And, weird things can happen if you just focus, read up on him, read one of his books, listen to him. He's going to be on our show on Wednesday at 3 o'clock, and the Republican in this state, whoever the hell who's running, is dead in the water. So might as well focus on somebody who's pretty smart, isn't going to automatically turn off much of the state, and has some fresh ideas and comes from a different background.
Right.
We need lots more of these people, and it's good to encourage one of them, and it's important because June 7th is a top two election. And, Schellenberger.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You can get 90% of the votes. You're not going to win the governorship on June 7th. It's the person that finishes behind you that meets you in November.
We've got to get Schellenberger to get more votes than whatever the Republican sack of potatoes is. So, I'm definitely would like to see that happen. So you listen on Wednesday. If you don't know who he is, not familiar, Wednesday, 3 o'clock, we're going to have him on in the studio.
You could imagine, the jaw drop hit the floor when I was looking through the Sunday news I ran across this headline in the Daily News, Southern California News Group, their editorial pages. Opinion: we must do more to help victims of crime. And I thought, well, you know, I glanced at it and said, well, that's kind of the way a lot of people feel. By George Gascon? No, I said. It cannot be by George Gascon.
Let the propaganda begin. Let the campaign begin.
You're right. This is a counter to how well the recall effort's going in terms of them eclipsing 400,000 signatures. It's exactly what it is. Because he teamed up with some woman that's with the prosecutor's group, or Christine Soto DeBerry. They co-wrote this, whatever. I'm sure some staffer wrote it for him. There are countless people in our community who've experienced serious physical harm. Sometimes they want a prosecution to occur. Sometimes they don't. Okay? Sometimes, that sounds like Gascon, right? Sometimes they want a prosecutor to seek a long sentence, and sometimes they just want an apology. An admission of wrongdoing. Oh, there it is, John. Restorative justice.
No, no.
Please just sit down and tell me why you stole my $50,000 watch and we can maybe talk it out.
Yeah, and why'd you hit me over the head?
That's right.
That hurt.
What was that about?
Yeah, why'd you punch me? I hit my head on the sidewalk. I almost bled out. Why'd you do that? Say you're sorry. What is it?
Victims are not a monolith.
It's like fourth
grade. I know it is fifth grade. And then it goes on about some need medical care, some need therapy.
Oh, my God. Some
but
do,
then,
some
unfortunately,
don't.
Most victims are not finding the necessary support they need in our criminal justice system. Let's remind everybody that one of George Gascon's directives is that his prosecutors cannot show up at these parole hearings. They're not supposed to go there to try to keep the criminal that beat you or kicked you or robbed you in jail or in prison. They're not allowed to go. They can't make a case. That's not helping the victim, is it?
Or raped you or shot you.
Yeah, we don't know anybody we've covered in all our years in covering the criminal justice system that has been as upside down as this man. And now he has the nerve to write an opinion column about being on the side and helping victims more.
One of the cheapest weasel words in journalism, and a lot of reporters do this, is they use the word some. And you don't know if some means 40, 50% or 2% or five people. You don't know. They just say some. And it's to give a fake balance to the story. And it's to make it sound like, well, this is complicated. You know, there isn't a consensus on this. Everybody has different opinions. Trust me. Most victims want to see the perpetrator put in jail as long as possible, especially if they've been physically hurt or traumatized. They want a full sentence. They want a full sentence and usually more than the full sentence.
And they don't want anybody else to be a victim like they were.
Yeah.
So keep this person out of society. It's really a simple formula, and it worked really well when we had horrible crime in the 80s and 90s and they started to pass the tough sentencing laws. That's a fact that can never be undone by this crowd who, you know, 10 years later, crowed about it in news conference after record low crime. Nobody's coming out anymore. No. Nobody's walking out anymore to have a news conference about record low crime levels. Oh, we're not back to where we were in the 90s, but we're climbing there.
You know what's crazy? Those tough sentences is what reduced crime. And then every a-hole mayor and a police chief, sheriff, came out and took credit for the sentencing changes. That's what lowered crime. Well, you know, under my administration, my police force, no, it wasn't your force, it wasn't your administration, the sentencing guidelines put people away for a long time. And if you're inside, you can't commit crimes on the outside. Then the same crowd changed the sentencing rules, and suddenly we've got mayhem. And none of them like to be criticized. All of them downplay the statistics. All of them say, oh, it was worse 30 years ago. Yes, before we crack down on sentencing.
Boy, they actually wrote this in this George Gascon editorial. If anyone is responsible for rising crime and physical violence, it's our political leaders who've created the condition in which it thrives. It is now our responsibility to help those who suffer because of our negligence.
What was he talking about? All the political leaders in California agree with him.
Newsom agrees with him. He would say, because he said this several times before, we failed this criminal because we didn't rehabilitate him. We didn't have programs to make him a good person when he got
released. They have programs. They don't work. That's why we brought up Smiley Martin last week, the guy who was involved in the shooting up in Sacramento in the streets, right? He went to rehab programs. He came out and started shooting people.
Yeah.
So your programs don't work. Your light sentences don't work. There's nothing else to say.
Yeah, he got some sort of good credit. We're going to actually talk about that later in the show. We've got a piece of audio from 2016, Jerry Brown pushing Proposition 57. And John, what John just mentioned, Smiley Martin benefited from Proposition 57 because they have turbocharged the good time credits to get these guys out of prison, whether they're violent or nonviolent.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy was beating people up while still right there in jail, in prison.
He had a worse record in jail than he did out of jail.
Oh, and by the way, on the subject of George Gascon, comedian Dave Chappelle is not happy that his alleged armed attacker wasn't hit with a felony charge after attacking him while holding that weapon on stage at the Hollywood Bowl last week. Yeah, not a surprise. I think most people can't believe it that somebody can charge up on stage with the blade attached to a little replica gun and not be charged with a felony.
Yeah, it was a violent felony, and he was armed. Violent felony. 10,000 people at the Hollywood Bowl saw it. It's on video, and George Gascon says, no, misdemeanor. He wouldn't even prosecute. He gave it to that idiot City Mike Fuhrer. Now every entertainer who appears in Los Angeles County has got to be on alert because more people are going to come flying out of the crowd because there's no penalty for this. You're going to see whoever this jackhole was who went after Dave Chappelle. I bet you he doesn't even spend a month in jail.
The best thing
that happened to him was the beating.
I don't know how many stories I saw over the weekend of people getting robbed again of watches on the streets.
Happened on Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood over the weekend.
No consequences. Yeah, I think they stole somebody's watch, expensive watch again. If there's no consequences, if they turn right around and release these people because we don't like bail and we certainly don't like jail, then what's the reason they wouldn't do it again? All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, we'll be talking to Steve Gregory after 3 o'clock. He's covering the story of apparently a homeless woman set a man on fire. Remember that story from last week? And it's part of the whole metro system. I think it happened again at a bus stop or at a bus. We'll bring on Steve with new details on the situation, including the victim ahead on the John and Ken show. We had mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I think it was, that nobody wants to ride the transit system in Seattle. They basically have an honor system. They have sort of this light rail system along with buses. And they were basically allowing people to just ride based saying that they paid, right? Nobody was checking. The complaint was that it was loaded up with homeless people. So a worker, it's called Sound Transit, that's their public light rail system in Seattle, took a camera or his cell phone and he walked along the cars of a train to show all the homeless people sleeping inside the light rail cars. It was actually stopped, I guess, at a stop.
Mm.
30 people as he walks down from outside the train and focuses his phone through the windows. And did you watch the video, John? It's pretty amusing.
It's a
collection of people. Some are sprawled all the way across all the seats. Some have all their luggage with them. I wouldn't say everybody definitely looks homeless, but that probably 80% of them.
Or they're homeless adjacent.
They're homeless adjacent, right.
They're on their way.
Right. And when this was pointed out to Sound Transit, a spokesperson said, the severity of the problem displayed in the video is particularly concerning, but it's new information for us. And apparently everyone familiar laughed and said, how can that be new information for us?
Because they're lying. That's why. I'm looking at it now. Yeah, it's zombie land. Is what it is. Those trains are terrifying to normal people. And that's why there's zero desire most people have to ever take public
transit. Oh, you're not getting on,
right? Cities.
The door's open and you see that, you're walking right away.
I have no interest in that. Because every one of them is either addicted to drugs or crazy. And a fair number of them have weapons on them. Most of them have criminal records. God knows what they've done in their lives. It's like, no. That's like a rolling prison is what you have. They're a rolling mental institution. And I just hate these spokesholes and these officials like, well, you didn't know. Yes, you did. Of course you did. Because it's like this every day. And you could do this in L.A. In fact, I wish somebody would. Every day you could do this 10 times a day in L.A. They take the zombie trains and the zombie buses.
It said here, we are aware that operators are frustrated with these ongoing problems. While most riders during the day are having a safe and reliable experience, problems are acute at times of lower ridership and when support staffing is lower, such as in the morning and later in the evening.
Stop the trains, send the police in, throw them all out.
Tell them they can't come back.
Yeah, you can't do that here. Sorry. And you got to pack up your crack pipe and your heroin needles, and you got to pick up the feces left behind. I mean, that's just basic civilization. That's never been debated for hundreds of years. There was never a debate like this. This is so stupid. Send the cops on the train, kick them off. Problem solved. They come back on, you kick them off again.
Story we mentioned last week was that the janitors at Union Station in downtown Los Angeles were being harassed and in some cases beaten by homeless people who were hanging out in that place. I mean, I haven't really been there, but once in my life, but it's a big train depot. The update over the weekend is, well, they're going to get better security. I think the last time we talked about this, Janice Hahn was expressing sympathy for the noble, hardworking janitors at Union Station.
Yeah,
do more to improve their situation.
This was a collision on the woke hierarchy pyramid. Who gets more empathy from a blockhead like Janice Hahn? Is it the immigrant janitors, or is it going to be the homeless, crazy people?
That's a tough match.
It is.
Ah, well, apparently.
You know, it's like the Final Four in the NCAA.
Right. Pressure from local officials has led Los Angeles County Metropolitan Transportation Agency to add security to Union Station. This will include locking public bathrooms as janitors clean them and posting a guard outside. Because apparently a lot of the assaults happened in the restrooms where the homeless are more out of sight.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really good. How scary is that? Imagine that's your job. You're working overnight. You're cleaning toilets, public toilets, no less. And you got to deal with a crazy person beating you up or sexually assaulting you.
Yeah, one janitor was beaten with a mallet in the bathroom last year where homeless men and women often bathe or use drugs.
In fact, you know what? I wish we could sentence Janice Hahn and Hilda Solis and Sheila Kuehl and the whole lot of them to spending one night as janitors. Here's your mop. Here's your bucket.
The night shift.
Yeah, you get the night shift tonight. You take it on. See what it's like.
Apparently, violent crime was up 94% from the same period last year in Union Station.
They'd run out of there screaming in 20 minutes.
Well, at least finally one time where, now we have the statistics behind this, so we're going to do more to protect people from the crime.
God, you're in statistics? It's like the video of the Seattle train. Just open your eyes and look. Listen to all the crazy people screaming in the night. Look at all the piles of feces and the collection of needles. Just look. It's there in front of you.
Oh, listen to this.
You don't need any numbers.
Beginning today, Metro will verify patrons have business at the station and kick out anyone engaging in illegal activity. The entrances at the South and North Gardens, where homeless people often rest, will be closed. Oh, and here's your favorite. Mental health teams will deploy at the station in addition to beefed up
teams.
Patrols.
It's always
They're
teams.
Sending out more outreach workers.
Right. What are they going to do? They're going to offer some help, and the crazy people are going to say, no, leave me alone.
Oh, well, look at this. They're going to give employees training in de-escalating tense and potentially dangerous situations. Now the janitors have to learn how to calm the homeless person down.
Do you want that job? You want a job where you get taught how to de-escalate an insane drug addict?
I don't
want that job.
Union Station at 2 in the morning.
There's a lot of toilet cleaning jobs. I don't have to do the one at Union Station. I don't have to take the de-escalation course. That's what a cop should do. You get the cops. You sign that deal with Villanueva's sheriff's department. That's what you do when you're running a county. Good Lord.
Yeah.
It's stupid. You're running a county transportation system. Get the county sheriffs to be working those shifts. And they're the ones who throw those people out.
Oh, look, there's a picture, what is it, a week or so ago, Kevin DeLeon toured Union Station with one of the janitors who was attacked.
Yeah.
The dope running for mayor wants a photo opportunity.
He's
look
idiot.
At me, I'm doing something. I think it's part of his district, too, his council district.
Oh, his district is the worst.
He's got
Skid Row.
Right.
Yeah, Skid Row's worse than ever. The longer he's councilman, the worse Skid Row will get. He doesn't care. This is postures.
All right, we got more coming up.
Big eagle bag, a big fake. John and Ken, KFI.
All right, ahead we'll be talking to Steve Gregory about another attack concerning the metro system of Los Angeles. Apparently a homeless woman set somebody on fire. We had mentioned that story, and there's more detail that has come out. Steve has gathered it. Will join us right up at 3:05. We'll also talk about that terrible story out of the Valley over the weekend on Mother's Day, where a woman and apparently her teenage son killed the other children in the family. And the first thing I thought of when I said, well, oh no, a juvenile's involved? And it's L.A. County and it's George Gascon? Oh, they'll probably get a day in prison.
Yeah, they'll get a boulevard named after them.
Because again, anybody under 18 couldn't possibly be fully in control of themselves. And if they do anything horrible, such as killing people, well, we must understand and release them from the criminal justice system by age 25.
By the way, you mentioned before that there was another watch robbery. It was on Sunset Boulevard, 12:52 in the morning over the weekend. And the quirk in this story is four suspects, at least four, they fled in a black Rolls Royce.
Yeah, when I heard the news cover that this morning, they said it's their way now of trying to disguise from security or police that they might be there for, you know.
Can you imagine?
Robbery reasons.
Only in Los Angeles do the thieves show up and they robbed $19,000 worth of watches from two people and they fled in a Rolls Royce. One was a Rolex for $18,000 and a Michael Kors at 1,000. Only 1,000. Probably didn't even tell time.
Yeah, 1,000's not even worth that.
You think they could track the Rolls Royce, right?
Nothing changes. All right, well, there's hope for Deborah Mark to get John Cobelt off of eating red meat.
Oh, yeah?
This is one wild story. Now, before we talk about it, I'll let you know it's not that many cases, but it's getting attention because of its unusualness, and it's called alpha-gal syndrome. Alpha-gal syndrome. And the way that you can get John Cobelt off of red meat is to get him bit by a Lone Star tick.
John, did you hear that?
I'm shaking. I'm shaking.
These are
in
more
fear.
Common in other parts of the U.S. It says here up to 3% of Americans may have the condition. That's almost 10 million people.
Really?
Alpha-gal syndrome is an allergy to a sugar molecule found in red meats, including beef, pork, and venison. It's been linked to bites from the Lone Star tick, which has a little white spot. It lives mostly in the East Coast and the South. Its saliva contains this alpha-gal syndrome. It's the same molecule as in red meat. So when the immune system attacks the molecule after the tick bite, it also then attacks AGS from red meat. And you can have an allergic reaction, which could include... I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, because the body thinks it's another tick.
Correct. It's responding to the possible another tick bite, right. So if you ingest your beefy steak, it may mistake that for another tick.
Oh, John, you don't want to take any chances. I wouldn't. No way.
Thank you for your concern.
You're welcome.
It's very touching.
Yeah.
Remember how long
glad...
it took them to diagnose Lyme disease? Remember Lyme disease?
That was big.
Was that the 80s or 90s when that started to become like a big story? And that was also back east. Lyme disease from tick bites.
I imagine those kind of things were always around, but they just didn't know what the problem was.
They didn't, right. It was too generic, and they didn't have the specific science or testing to probably be able to determine this.
You want to hear the symptoms?
Yeah, look what you might do to him, Deborah.
I'm not going to worry about this because...
Well, you're going to put a tick in his seat. I know you might.
Yeah, that's right. You might...
You're going to sneak in there and put a little tick in that chair right at 2
giving me
o'clock.
Ideas, Ken.
I got a tick in my seat. Anaphylaxis.
John's going to go on air. Oh, ow.
Ooh, that feels so good.
Can have another
and then
tick.
He's going to bite into a hamburger.
Well, look at this. You get anaphylaxis, so your throat closes up, stop breathing, chronic diarrhea. You don't want to see those two words together. Vomiting, or you break out in hives. Oh. Some people are so allergic that even meat fumes can trigger reactions.
Meat fumes? I love meat fumes, actually.
Yeah, I like to snort meat fumes on a Friday night.
You got a good steak cooking. At least I don't eat it, but I smell it. It's nice. Yeah, apparently some people said they go into stores or restaurants, and if they have this condition, it gets triggered by the fumes of the meat. Oh, come on. There's one woman in this story. She can't go out to eat because there could be meat fumes. She even had to quit her job in a printing company because animal byproducts are used in the ink.
Oh, that's come very, on.
That sounds like an overreaction.
Yeah, these weird immune system
disorders?
Problems. Yeah, disorders. Yeah. They usually seem to hit crazy people, too. I always question some of these symptoms that people claim to have. The people who have allergies, sometimes if you talk to them, they're a little off to begin with.
There are people that, what is it, sort of like Munchausen? They do want the sympathy of being unwell.
Hypochondriacs.
And then sometimes they're searching for an illness.
They're kind of really anxious to begin with and neurotic and... they've always got a lot of vague symptoms, and they seem to be susceptible to these oddball allergy immune system disorders that doctors can't quite put a finger on. They end up going to the doctor for years and years, and nobody seems to know for sure. But there's just like a personality type connected to that, which makes me suspicious.
This story says there's a famous person with AGS. It's the writer John Grisham. Mm-hmm. He wrote all those books, right, about, remember The Firm, the Tom Cruise movie?
Yeah,
10 years ago, that was John Grisham. I think he still writes books. He said that he himself caught it after a tick bite, and he no longer eats meat. Mm. This could be a revolution, Deborah Mark,
if you
guys unleash this everywhere.
Oh.
You could eliminate meat eating in the country.
Oh, I have to unleash the ticks, though.
Yeah, well, you would, you and your fellow activists.
Oh,
those women that kept running out to the basketball. Yeah. Well, I guess it's not chicken though.
We'll get.
Yeah, they were about,
you know,
saving
what?
Chickens.
We're going to get to that where activists will unleash ticks in order to give people meat allergies, because I think that's the way the country's headed in general.
I think you should rethink your meat consumption.
Not till I get the tick.
Then it's too late.
And it's beyond meat. It says here other foodstuffs using animal products, including cow's milk.
Oh my God.
Also trigger the reaction if you had the tick bite.
I have a good alternative, oat milk. It's really great.
She pitches oat milk every time.
There is no
milk. I have it in my coffee
Wait
every
a minute.
Day.
Does that mean you moved on from almond
I
milk?
Did. Always, I did.
You did move
I
on from
did.
Almond milk to
yep.
oat milk.
I told you I was going to do that.
There
I wasn't going to do almond
there,
milk anymore.
There is no milk in almonds or oats.
It's just called oat milk.
But it's not.
It looks like milk, and it... You know, it does the same thing, okay? It's an oat milk creamer, I guess I should say, that I have in my coffee. But I also have oat milk.
It's funny. These products are so hideous. They have to steal the name of the real
They're
product.
They're not hideous. You just haven't tried them. You're so unenlightened.
That's a good point.
I am unenlightened.
Good point. They steal the
And
name.
I'm going to remain unenlightened.
So then you'll get that disease.
Next thing we're going to have is avocado meat.
I'm going to find an avocado tick. There's got to be one.
We got Steve Gregory coming on next about that horrific attack by a homeless woman setting a man on fire.
John and Ken show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Live Nation presents Concert Week.
Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.